This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. President Obama was in Baton Rouge yesterday, heaping praise on new governor John Bel Edwards.
This week, he took the bold and wise step to expand Medicaid to cover hundreds of thousands of hard-working Louisianans. And by the way, it will actually help the state's finances.
Governor Edwards said later that the president is trying to help Louisiana with its budget mess.
He is going to be asking Congress to allow the states, as they opt into the Medicaid expansion, from that point forward to have 3 years at 100% match rate from the federal government.
Edwards says it's not a guarantee.
I mean, he doesn't get to do it on his own, which is why I'm calling on Congress to help us do that. It's in the best interest of our state.
The governor is headed to Washington the end of next week and will be meeting with Louisiana's congressional delegation to ask for their support. Yet all but one of them are Republicans. And as Congressman Steve Scalise has said,
we made a commitment as Republicans that we would gut Obamacare.
Here's where it gets tricky. With the exception of Senator Bill Cassidy, they're all up for election this fall. Several congressmen, like Charles Bustani, are running for U.S. Senate.
I rise to vigorously oppose Obamacare. We need to repeal this abomination.
With Louisiana facing nearly $3 billion in budget shortfalls, will those Republican congressmen stick with the party line or support their home state? And how will either choice play in campaign commercials or with the voters this fall? For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.